Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books. And you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on LiveParanormal.com. Boom!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Belanger, writer and researcher for Ghost Adventures. I'm an author, the writer, host, and producer of New England Legends, the television series, and the podcast, and I just love all things spooky, and I love that Sophia Temporelli has made it 10 years, a decade of broadcasting on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, that's an incredible accomplishment, and please stay spooky, Sophia.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, Sophia, on making it 10 years, that's right, a decade, on liveparanormal.com. Your call-ins are welcome, 347-202-0316, that's 347-202-0316. Feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to get an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. And so if you have any questions for our guest today, make sure that they're all caps so we can distinguish from the typical chatter going on in the chat room there. And as we post links for our guest along the chat room feed too as well. Thank you, Rob Sterk, the site founder of Live Paranormal, for providing this format each and every week. And to all of our moderators, thank you guys for patching us through at live events. We had no internet feed or anything. Thank you guys so much for all your help over the years. Upcoming, we have a Ghost Dorian. I want to make sure we just confirmed with him. Ghost Dorian, Mike Ricksacker. He's going to be promoting his title, Alaska's Mysterious Triangle. that's going to be after all the best of shows and after the Christmas break and everything and after the New Year. So he's the first guest January 15th coming up in 2022. We have other guests that are confirming their dates too as well. So a lot of great new broadcasts coming up. So you don't want to miss any of the upcoming shows. So like the ghost host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page, just to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. Check out the membership packages here on Live Paranormal. Rob Cirk, the site founder, he's great at rewarding members here. So they start as low as $2.99 a month. So a lot of books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, all autographed and DVDs and things. Also support the vendors here on Live Paranormal. So if you're getting grandma a mail meter for Christmas or anything of that type, make sure you do it with the vendors here on Live Paranormal. Let's bring on the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli here. Little delay in the muting. Here we go. There she is. Sophia, congratulations on 10 years.
Hey, thank you. I can't believe it's already been 10 years.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job. You've helped a lot of people through the years with your show. Great job, Sophia. You got these Twitters and Instagrams, all these things you kids are into and stuff. Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Sophia Temporelli is 1L, Instagram at Sophia Temporelli, and pretty much anywhere else, just Sophia Temporelli too.
Yeah, we cursed you with a long name. So you just drop 1L and you can find Sophia on these things. Yeah, sorry about that, Sophia. But,
yeah, it depends
great
on the site.
Show today.
Twitter. Can't use the full name.
Oh, yeah, on there. But congratulations to our guest today, Sophia. This is great today. This is actually the launch, too. Tell us about your guest.
Today, we welcome executive producer and paranormal investigator Adam Berry and renowned psychic Chip Coffee as both promote their new season launch of Travel Channel's Kindred Spirits on the day of the actual premiere. I want to thank the Travel Channel and Discovery Plus for making today's show possible, and everyone make sure to tune in tonight on Travel Channel at 9 p.m. Central for Kindred Spirits episode launch. Let's welcome them both into the show.
Okay, let's see here. Again, a little, that usually means a lot of people are listening when we have this kind of delay. But hey, Adam, Chip, thanks for coming on. Congratulations.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
Hey,
hi,
thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
And congratulations again on the new season launch of Kindred Spirits. I mean, that's really exciting. What's it like for both of you to have the episode airing today and just seeing all of the fan support?
It's been, I mean, it's slightly overwhelming. I mean, there has been, the social media is on fire right now from the new episode. People are watching it all day long today because it is streaming right now on Discovery Plus. It's been, I mean, it's being well received and people are excited, and I'm not going to give away any spoilers so everybody can watch tonight, but Chip, would you say that your social media is exploding?
My social media is exploding.
Yeah.
On fire.
I mean, it's great to just see, you know, all the people so interested in the paranormal and just all of the shows that, you know, are premiering and airing. It's really great to just see the way the field has changed over the years. I mean, you know, with Kindred Spirits too, what – I mean, obviously you have the show now, but what kind of led both of you into the paranormal field?
Go ahead, Mr. Coffee.
Adam, go for it. Your story is very interesting. Everybody will be intrigued by it.
Oh God. Now the pressure's on. It's like pressure. It's so long. I mean, I had always experienced things as a kid growing up, like, you know, with the paranormal, and I was always fascinated and interested in it. But it wasn't until I was an adult, and I had an experience in Gettysburg where I went on a ghost tour and I decided to wander off by myself afterwards, you know, onto a battlefield area. And to make a long story short, I saw what appeared to be like large misty apparitions, orbs. I heard distant gunfire, people yelling, and all this was strange. I mean, I was on a battlefield. I had never experienced anything like it before, and I didn't know what it was. And I was obviously intrigued, interested. I wasn't necessarily scared, but I wanted to find out, like, well, why would this be happening? Why would this be occurring? So that sort of propelled me into doing what I do now. Like I just had an experience that changed the way I thought about our existence, and I wanted to know more about it. That's how it happened. Mr. Coffey?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing just the way those experiences can shape you as an investigator into the future, too. But yeah, how about you, Chip?
I was actually one of those kids who was a psychic kid, and mm-hmm. I knew things as a toddler about certain things, like when the phone was going to ring and who would be on the other end of the line. And then as I got older, I was living in a haunted house in upstate New York. I knew things about people, places, and things. So I kind of grew up a psychic kid, and nobody in my family was really surprised by that, because both my mom and my dad's families had supernatural or spiritual things go on in their families. And so they weren't too upset or astounded or anything like that. They just treated me like any other kid. I did a lot of things growing up and eventually wound up about 20 or so years ago professionally as a psychic and medium, and that sort of led to the TV work that I've done. And I wound up very happily ensconced in a role with Amy and Adam on Kindred Spirits, and that brings us the short version of the story to where we are today with Adam Berry and me harassing Amy Bruni all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great dynamic that the three of you have, too. Adam, I know that, you know,
yeah.
You are an executive producer on the show. How did Kindred Spirits initially all start? And, you know, just how did you all come together for it?
Well, Amy and I were on Ghost Hunters together for a long time, and there came a point in that journey where we wanted to move on from it. I mean, we were on the road all the time, and you know, mm-hmm. Amy had just had a baby, and so you know, we left Ghost Hunters, and we had really no intention of like starting something on our own, but people kept asking us like, well, what would you do? Like, well, what show would you do? What do you want to bring to the paranormal television world? And we had an experience at Waverly Hills while we were on Ghost Hunters that really made us want to do more than just look for haunts and verify the haunting. We wanted to find out, well, why they are there. Like, why are the ghosts there? Why do mm-hmm. they exist? Like, what's the reason? There has to be a reason. And we wanted to know who they were. Like, who are we talking to? Like, why are they reaching out now? Why are they causing these issues? And that's literally what we said to Destination America. We went and had a meeting with them, and we said, this is what we want to do. And they said, give us some examples. And we did. And Waverly was one of those big examples. And they believed enough in us and our work and our I guess, goals and what we wanted to do and achieve, that they said, okay, let's try it out. And we're very blessed, and I am humbled by the fact that we are on our sixth season. Hopefully there's more to come afterwards. Each season gets even crazier than the last, which is hard to fathom. But it's true.
Yeah, for sure. I can imagine, you know, with all the episodes you've done, you've encountered some really incredible. Chip, how did it all come about for you to actually join the cast?
I had done some guest appearances during the first couple of seasons, and then mm-hmm. I was very fortunate in the third season to actually be on a number of shows during the third season. And then during the fourth season, I got a true blessing by being asked by the network and welcomed by Amy and Adam to come on as a cast member. And I jumped at the opportunity to do so. I was very excited because Amy and Adam and I have been friends for a number of years, and we've worked together outside the television arena at events and things like that. So we knew each other pretty well. We knew each other's families, and we were very familiar with each other. So when I had that opportunity, I said yes very quickly to the opportunity of being able to do so. And you know, I come in and do what I call my chip thing and give them information mm-hmm. and provide them with information that they can use. And those two, honestly, I have such respect for them and appreciation for what they do, because what I do is I think it's an integral part of what happens, but the two of them do the heavy lifting. They really get in and dig deep and find out what's going on. And I couldn't be more proud of the fact that I'm a part of their show and so happy to see us in our sixth season. I mean, that's pretty incredible for a show, and there's every likelihood, fingers crossed, that there's more to come.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just great to see, you know, just like I said earlier, the paranormal just really just kind of flourishing now, and just the interest in it and people being more open-minded to the space and the afterlife, with shows like Kindred Spirits really giving people that other perspective and allowing them to view the paranormal differently.
Well, Kindred Spirits, in my opinion, is very different, and I think Adam and Amy would both agree mm-hmm. with this. And Adam, please chime in, because Kindred is not just a ghost hunting show. It's not just an investigative show. That's part of the dynamic of the show. But another mm-hmm. real part is the concept of helping both the living and the dead, bringing some level of clarity and many times closure to what's going on with the whole process of a haunting. And that's what makes Kindred different, is the fact that I call us a show with a heart. And it's almost like we're doing social mm-hmm. work for the living and the dead, paranormal social work for the living and the dead. And honestly, that's what drew me to be a part of the show. It wasn't just, no offense to shows that are investigative shows, and that's what they do. But this was this was somewhat different, and that makes it that much more rewarding for those of us who are part of it.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I
agree. I was just going to say, I agree with everything Chip said. I mean, I think, you know, everybody has their own way of investigating, and, you know, people do it their own way. We like the way that we do it, and we are always changing and thinking outside of the box and trying things new. And, you know, everything is theory. We will never say that we're experts in anything, because the next time we discover something, we're like, we don't know why that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could get more confusing. And I think, you know, we all want to present to the world the most complete and solid investigation of a location. We want to show you everything from start to finish, from research to interviews to investigation to experiences to experiments, and we want to show all that. It's hard to do in 48 minutes, 49 minutes, however long the show is,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, that's our goal, is to show you a complete and I can't think of another word, but just a complete investigation.
And it's always so surprising.
For sure.
That's the thing that I find so interesting, is there's always a surprise or a twist that happens in the show. I remember talking about tonight's episode and the episode that's streaming right now on Discovery Plus. I remember I was at home because I wasn't able to travel and be on location with Amy and Adam and our wonderful crew at the time. And I remember getting a call from Amy who said, we just had to call in the police. And my first thought was, oh God, what did Adam Berry do now? No, you know, there's those sorts of twists and turns that happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something that happens during the investigative process that I think even surprises us, that we, and that's, there's a twist and a turn and it's mind blowing to me sometimes how the course that things take and where it ends up. And I think Adam would agree with that. Sometimes what we think we're going to look for, we find so much more, and there's so many different nuances and people involved, sometimes spirits involved and living people involved. It's an incredible journey for us to take.
Definitely. I mean, it is, you know, just really great to see, you know, how well you all work together, and just the, you know, I think it's so important when investigating just to have that bond and trust, because, you know, it can be really dangerous or scary going into investigations, and you really need to make sure you have that trust with someone. So if they see something, you can either confirm it or help someone debunk it. And it really is so reliant on, you know, trusting who you're with and knowing that what they say is accurate and believable.
Yeah. I mean, that's what counts. I mean, I think we are, at its base and at its root, we're all looking for something that, you know, half of the world doesn't even believe in, right? So we have to dot our I's and cross our T's and make sure that what we are doing is to code. If it's not worth doing correctly, don't do it at all. That's what I say. Don't do it at all. Have you watched the episode, by the way, yet?
I haven't had the chance to. I don't have Discovery Plus at the moment, but I'm really looking forward to seeing it tonight on Trouble.
Look, you're a busy lady. You're a busy lady with a career, and I get it. I can't wait for you to see it, though.
Yeah, I'm very excited to. And just for – oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, what happens tonight on tonight's episode is just mind-blowing crazy. It's just, wait till you see it, Sophia. It's like, from where it starts to where it ends up, it is just, it's crazy. I mean, I've watched it several times already. I watched a rough cut, and then I watched twice today, and I look at it, and I still can't believe what happened.
And we have updates.
Yeah.
So everyone that's already seen it, and those of you who will see, we do have updates. But the thing is, we can't until people see the episode. So it airs tonight on Travel, and then the West Coast feed happens. So we do have updates, you know, but we can't say anything until people see the episode. So no one lose their mind.
All right. So I've got to just say this, Sophia. This tells you.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting in Atlanta, Georgia, and probably there's updates that I still don't know. So Adam, text me because I want to know. I want to know if you know something I don't know.
I'll text you. I'll just text you what we're gonna tell people tonight, and then
because it's
probably know it though.
I may know it, but I'm thinking when you say that there may be new information that I don't know yet. So that's just it. We're constantly finding out new stuff, even after the shows air, and being back in touch with the folks that were involved in the episodes as those that are being haunted. You know, we hear stuff back in feedback that, you know, is different than what we might have imagined or adds new layers to it.
Yeah, that's the thing about paranormal investigating is it's so, you know, it's constant, and it really, things can change on a dime. You know, I lived in a haunted house, and the first 9 years of my life there, I mean, I may have had some experiences from before I can really remember, but there was no activity. And then as soon as I hit a certain age and was able to kind of start sensing the ghost there, I mean, it just really took off. So it's like, you just never know how things will change or adapt from one day to the next. And I think that's really the unusual but also nice thing, is to be able to see how cases develop and, you know, be able to change thoughts and theories based on how things progress over a period of time with, you know, the activity that's currently ongoing.
Absolutely.
And both of you, what is
it? While you guys were talking, because I'm on my phone, I just texted Chip Coffee what we're gonna tell people later. So he already has the info.
I just got Adam Berry's text, and 90% of that I knew. The last sentence was something that I didn't know, so
yeah.
I was in the know on most of it. But, you know, a lot of times, because Amy and Adam are the ones that are doing, like I said before, they're the ones that are doing the heavy lifting, and I come in as, they call me one of their tools, and as I've said before, Amy and Adam are the only people that are allowed to call me a tool ever, 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 but sometimes they're the ones that get contacted, And we all have busy lives, and sometimes they forget to let this poor soul in Atlanta know what's going on. But 90% of that, Adam, good job. You guys have let me know on that. But
yeah, it's important.
I think you will agree, Adam, and just for the listeners, I will tell you mm-hmm. that it's crazy what happens. I can't say that enough, that what happens in this
yeah.
episode it takes such a weird twist and turn. And I can't even imagine. I was sitting at home in Atlanta, and I can't even imagine what it would mm-hmm. be like to be on site with these guys when all this is unfolding. It's just you have to watch
it's cool.
it. You have to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait. I want you to tweet me later. Tweet us later after you watch it and tell us what you think.
Definitely. I mean, I can't even imagine the stuff that goes on during the episode. I'm very excited to watch it. But what is the process for both of you, too, when you actually, you know, prepare yourself to walk into an investigation? Is there anything you do as means of protection or just how you clear your mind in reference to you, Chip? I mean, what is that process like for each of you?
Go ahead, Chip.
You know, I think each of us has our own methods. Everybody has their own ways of kind of mm-hmm. either putting protections around them or whatever. I really don't have any great, you know, rituals that I do or anything. I just kind of flip the psychic medium switch and go in and try to tap into whatever is at a location. And, you mm-hmm. know, I do, because I was raised Catholic and I still embrace some of my Catholic beliefs as well as my spiritual beliefs, I do have my holy water with me. I do have my medals and things like that. But that's what I feel comfortable with. I don't expect everybody to go in with those same ideas or those same ideas of or methods of protection. But that's usually what I do. I just go in feeling very confident about the fact that I am protected and just open myself up to receive whatever I'm supposed while I'm there, which hopefully is going to contribute to helping Amy and Adam with their process of figuring out exactly how the dots connect.
Yeah, and so for us, we don't really say anything or bring anything with us. We go in as mm-hmm. strong, for Amy and I, we go in to an investigation with ourselves, and we're prepared, and we are strong in our own being and our body and our mind, and we say, great, this is what we're doing. We have a job to do. It's very, while we are compassionate and our emotions do get involved, we try to be as stoic and businessy as possible so that whatever we face is not something that we're going to get afraid of or scared of. However, that doesn't mean that we haven't in the past, you know, brought out like the Lord's Prayer or something, especially if mm-hmm. The entity we're talking to reacts to it or wants that. We've had spirits ask us if we could pray for them, and we do. You know, we tend to not know what their religion is, but we have brought those things in, and I think we are more apt to do whatever we need to do so that entity feels comfortable and feels welcome and loved and appreciated. And so we don't mind changing it up if we have to.
And that's what.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's so important to be able to adapt.
That they approach things differently than I approach them. And nobody is saying that there's a right or a wrong method to do to the idea mm-hmm. of whatever your belief system is. And that's perfectly fine. You know, nobody is encroaching on anybody else's belief systems. And I think that's the beauty of what you're doing. As long as you feel confident and safe and protected when you go into a space, because as we all know, there's some wonky stuff out there that you've got to deal mm-hmm. with sometimes when you're paranormal investigating.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really just, you don't know what you're walking into on a lot of locations, and it's just important to be able to adapt and, you know, tailor it. As you said, you're kind of like social workers for the living and the dead, so it's really important to, you know, look at each case differently and just really, as you go, kind of see what happens and go from there.
I agree 100%.
I do know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Today, Adam Berry and Chip Coffee promoting their all-new Season 6 of Kindred Spirit, streaming right now on Discovery Plus and premiering tonight on Travel Channel, 9 p.m. Central. And our family has it on the timer at 7 o'clock for us here on the West Coast. For Adam Berry, visit adam-berry.com, Twitter at Adam J. Berry, Instagram at Adam Berry, Facebook, Adam Berry Fans, YouTube, Adam Berry for Chip Coffee, ChipCoffee.com, at ChipCoffee, at ChipCoffeeFans. She's not here today, but we're going into Amy Bruni right now, amy-bruni.net, strange-escapes.com for her tours, Twitter and Instagram at Amy Bruni, at Strange Escapes, and Facebook, Amy Bruni. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Coast with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break.
Yeah, you know what? We should do that. We should have these two do their cut for you. Okay, got everybody unmuted as we speak. And there we have you and Chip and Adam with Sophia.
Hey, thank you both again so much for coming on today.
You're welcome.
Since we're back from the break, I know we've been talking about, you know, your process on Kindred Spirits and just everything about, you know, investigating. But what has been your favorite moment from the past season of Kindred Spirits on an investigation or just while researching?
Can I answer that question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can answer that question first. It involves Adam Berry, who I love with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even realize I was doing it because I was in an altered head space or psychic space, so to speak. But Adam, remember when we were at Maple Croft, you know where I'm going, right? We were at Maple Croft at the bottom of the stairs, and Adam put his hand out because I was channeling at that point in time, and the entity mm-hmm. was talking what blew me a lot. And Adam Berry, they were going to take me upstairs in the house, and Adam Berry put his hand on my arm to kind of guide me up the steps, and I yelled at him. Well, the entity yelled at him, "Don't help me." And Adam jumped back, and the look on his face was like, "Girl, you know, stop. You know, don't be yelling at me."
Yeah, that's actually
that –
that's
one of my favorite funny moments that happened. The reaction of Adam, and after we took a break from filming, Adam's like, you scared the crap out of me when you yelled at me. And I'm like, "I didn't yell at you. That was not any part of me yelling at you." But Adam was like, "You know, you just stop yelling at me."
I think it's that's actually one of those moments too. I will agree. I'm going to take that one too, because the thing is, you know, we're already in this heightened situation. We're at Maplecroft. We're trying to contact Lizzie Borden, and Chip's over here acting a little more Lizzie Borden than Chip Coffee. And I was like, what is he doing? Because he kept saying, like, I have to look pretty. I have to look, you know, I have to be everything perfect, right? And I was like, oh, my God, well, this is – he's definitely pulling up somebody. And I thought he was going to go up these stairs blindfolded, and the last thing I need is for Chip Coffee to fall down the stairs and be a ghost. And so I thought he was going to go up, so I grab – I, like, take his arm like I'm going to help Papa Chip up these stairs, and he just screams at me. And I was like, oh, girl, you better come. Like, that's a really, really fun – you should watch to watch that episode.
Adam was – I don't know who you are, but slow your roll.
I don't – Lizzie Borden or not, don't be yelling at me like that. But there you should watch it because my face is like, oh, like, okay then, jeez. But, you know, whatever. If you watch that episode, you know that we like Lizbeth Borden. She, you know, we liked her attitude and her jokes. So maybe she was joking. I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely something that would startle me on an investigation, too. It's just the moments like that, I mean, are priceless. You can't just replicate those. And I know you can't reveal too much about the upcoming season, but so far, what was your favorite episode to film or your favorite moment on an upcoming episode?
Well, that'll be hard to say without spoilers. I will say the first, well, every single episode is very unique. It's very different, obviously. I think tonight's episode and next week's episode are going to be talked about for many years to come. I think especially next week's episode, Christmas Day, it's a great family case. It premieres on Christmas Day. And I think people are going to talk about that episode for a really long time, just because of the family and what we uncover. And, you know, there are moments throughout the season that are shocking, that are inspiring, that are terrifying, that are confusing. And, you know, I'm always shocked when, or, you know, surprised when we get these kind of cases. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really, really, it's going to be really cool.
How about you?
And for me, it's really hard to even choose. Every case is so unique and different. So I would kind of defer to the audience and say, you pick the things that you think are the most exciting and let us know. That would be what we would want to know rather than us trying to determine what because we're in the thick of things. Rather than us trying to determine what we think is most exciting, we really want to know what our viewing audience thinks. We want to know what their opinions are so that mm-hmm. we can kind of use that maybe as a guidepost for where we go in the future, I think. Wouldn't you agree, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, it's always really great to get feedback from those that are watching. I think people will be talking about – I mean, if our social media is any indication, I mean – there are people that don't have Discovery Plus that have not seen the episode, and our social media has lit on fire. So if that's any indication of what the season's going to be like, hold on to your butt, because it's about to get really intense.
Your seatbelt, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, speaking of social media, too, and just having the audience watch, has there ever been a specific moment after, you know, the audience having seen an episode that someone pointed out something to you that you didn't even notice until that exact moment?
I don't, maybe. I can't think of a specific time. People they love watching our show. They love watching it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And they pick up on new things, you know, all the time. And they sort of piece it together themselves sometimes. It's just, I think that's the really cool thing about Kindred Spirits. You can watch it once, but it's not – you could watch it again and again and again and find something new every single time you watch it. And that's – you know, people have been streaming all of our seasons waiting for season 6. And they're like, I've watched every single episode like 5 times, you know, and because you can. It's that kind of show. And I love it when people interact with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just great to see the fan interaction and everything. I think it's really exciting, too, to just see, you know, for everyone who has a show on TV, and then when they come on my show, to have them see all of the fan interaction beforehand, because I think it really helps them, you know, get excited. And then when you go out and film again for the next season, you know, you have all of that love with you, and it really makes you want to experience even more, just so everyone can kind of feel what you were feeling on that investigation.
Exactly.
Well, I can tell you that Amy, Adam, and I, we greatly value our fans and appreciate the support that they show us. And so that's the reason that we're doing the press that we're doing prior to the premiere to everybody that has been watching in the past and will continue to watch into the future. And please, you know, tell your family members, tell your friends, tell your coworkers, you know, post about the premiere or repost what we post. Because that's what keeps us getting renewed and being able to offer you more Great Kindred Spirits episodes is the fact that you guys are supporting us, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely. And, you know, besides Kindred Spirits, you guys have both individually done a lot of other investigations. What has been your favorite investigation while not filming thus far, and what experience made it your favorite?
Favorite investigation not on television, right? That's what you're asking?
Yes.
We do events where anyone mm-hmm. who's anyone can come and join us. And there have been some instances, and Chip will agree, on these investigations where the craziest things have happened, you know, at the Stanley Hotel, at Mount Washington, at in Cooperstown, at I can't remember the name of that hotel right now, but like going there, like there have been some, yeah, Otisaga. I mean, there have been places that we've gone, you know, that we haven't filmed for television, and that we have. Mm-hmm. That those experiences are pretty cool, and I think it's because the people that we're with, they want to have experiences. They're open to experiencing things. And when you get that energy in the space, the ghosts are like, oh, okay, hey, I'm going to talk to you. But we've had some really crazy things happen at those events and stuff.
How about you, Chip?
I think one of my favorite investigations was one of the earlier investigations that I did when I started working in this arena mm-hmm. professionally. And that was, I was at a place here in Georgia, and we were at what was an old jail in a little town called Buford. And it was late at night, and I was in there with a woman who has since passed away. Her name was Lola. And Lola and I were investigating one of the cells, and it was pretty dark. I mean, almost pitch black. And we heard something in that cell. It was way back into the building. And I don't typically run from things. But if you're in the pitch black dark and it's late at night and you hear something growl menacingly at you, I told Lola, I said, let's get the hell out of here. And I took off running, and I made it outside, and Lola came out a few seconds after I did. And she said, you left me in there. And I said, girl, you needed to pedal quick to keep up. So that was it. But another thing, Adam brought up the Otisaga Hotel, and that was where Amy and I did the whole flashlight, turn the flashlight on thing for the first time. And Amy had never done it before, and I'd only seen it done a few months before at Iron Island Museum in New York. And Amy was a little hesitant to do that sort of an experiment. But after she did it, Amy right then, as she was doing it, became the queen of the flashlights, of getting them to respond to her. And I know that she and Adam had used them successfully because I watched them on Ghost Hunters. And some of the responses that they got were after the whole Otisaga thing. But immediately, Amy got a grip on what the whole flashlight thing was about. And I do remember at the Otisaga that Amy was very, very much intrigued by this and used that later. So, you know, those are a couple of little examples.
You know what's weird? I will say this is kind of strange. So we have tried that over the past few seasons of Kindred Spirits, and it has not worked as well as it used to work, and I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's like this a weird – I don't know. It's so – we talk about it all the time where we're like, we'll try it. We always try it, and sometimes it does and sometimes it works. But it hasn't been working as successfully as it used to, and I'm wondering if – I don't know. I wonder if they know that there's other better ways to communicate because we've showed them already. Maybe we should just start with that. It's just so weird and confusing. But it's definitely a really interesting experience.
Let's go back to old school again, and when I'm back on the road in season 7, let's see if the three of us, when we're together, that tricky trio energy can make the flashlight start to respond again. Let's try that.
Yeah, let's like recharge that, because I don't know. It's pretty funny to me, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Definitely. And with future seasons of Kindred Spirits too, where would each of you like to go the most and investigate on the show?
Well, we always say that these three places that we'd love to do, and I don't know if we can. If anybody has any connections anywhere, let us know. The White House, we'd love to investigate. We'd love to investigate Graceland. And we'd love to investigate Disney World, like Magic Kingdom. That would be awesome. We also want to go overseas. And I'm hoping season 7, we can make that happen. During season 6, it was just impossible. Because of the travel restrictions, and you know, maybe they'll be the same next year, but hopefully in season 7 we can go to Europe, because we've always wanted to do like a manor house or an estate or something that's been in someone's family for, you know, a few hundred years, and look for their ghosts.
Ooh.
That would always be, that'd be really cool.
My passport is still valid. I'm ready. And one of the places Adam and I are going to be together. If there's a Lord in heaven, we're going to be sitting in first class for season 7 for Europe.
Yeah, hello.
Yep. And I will tell you this: one of the places that I would love to investigate, and you guys may have to help me, because I don't remember the name of the place. There's an old, and I don't even know if we could get there or not, but there's an old, like castle-like ruin in the Hudson River or someplace just outside of New York City that you can only get to by boat. And I would love to go and just spend a day and an evening on that island and just see other places. A couple of other shows have been to that location, I think, in the past. But I would love to see what Kindred Spirits, the three of us, could pick up on that island. I would just love to be able to go there and see what's there.
Definitely. I know what you're talking about. I also don't remember the name.
It's near the insane asylum that's actually still in operation in New York. It's called, you can take a train there.
Is it like Banner Island or something like that? Something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something like that. I know what you're talking about. I know people who go over there and just walk around and explore. But, yeah, I think that's what you're talking about. It's in the Hudson River.
Yeah.
It is.
It looks like it's called Bannerman Castle.
Oh, yep. That's it. I would love to go there.
Yeah, I see it, too.
Yeah.
Bannerman.
That looks like a really awesome location, you know, especially because, you know, in America, you don't really have castles like that. So, I mean, to be able to see something, you know, that kind of gives that European feel without, you know, actually being a castle from the 1200s is really fascinating too.
Well, Adam, here's the deal. Here, for the potential for Europe next year, for Kindred Spirits to film there, you're going to Europe. You're going to Europe this summer, right? And you need to do a little location scouting so we can head back over.
Right. I know. I mean, God, I hope we just are already knee deep into filming, so maybe we'll just go over there and then go on a cruise after we film something. How about that?
I can high five on that.
Yeah, that actually leads me to my next question. I know we're coming towards the end of the show, but are there any broadcast events, websites, or anything you would like to let the audience know about?
Any broadcast?
You know,
what was the question?
Or events or
Yeah, oh, if there's anything you'd like to mention.
Well, always strange-escapes.com. You can go there and find out how to investigate. We're doing we have a Belvoir Winery event announced, and the cruise that we're going on is announced. I am planning something for the last week of February in Salem, so watch my social media to get involved in that. And then other than that, watch our episode. That's an event every Saturday. Watch it every single Saturday, mm-hmm. streaming and cable. Get on it. That's an event in itself.
And I, as always, am doing my private readings and my online Zoom readings, and you can get information on my website at chipcoffee.com. I am tiptoeing back out into the world to do some events this coming year, hopefully, knock on wood. And those events include, as Adam mentioned, Belvoir Winery in the Kansas City area. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, if you go on our website, anything that we're doing event-wise, you can find information because we all list those events on our website, and we're pretty good about posting on social media about events that we're getting ready to attend.
Well, I definitely can't thank you both enough so much for coming on today. And also, you know, you're both welcome anytime back on the show if you have anything you need to promote at all. And congratulations again on the season premiere tonight.
Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you both so much, and congratulations.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to everybody listening, and to all of you that are here with me on the show. I hope that everyone has a safe and happy holiday season, and let's all knock wood and say prayers that 2022 is going to be a kick butt year.
Yeah, everybody,
welcome. Merry Christmas and
happy
New Year
to all of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Happy Thank
all right,
you.
We'll talk to you soon. Wow, fantastic show today, Sophia.
Absolutely. Chip and Adam were such great guests, as always. I want to thank you all for listening. Make sure to check out Kindred Spirits premiering tonight on the Travel Channel, 9 Central. You can also watch it right now on Discovery Plus. And yeah, thank you all for listening. The show definitely not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again after this holiday. Bye.
Yeah, and we get to watch it at 7 o'clock here on the West Coast, so that we're going to be sitting around in Fireside and everything, checking out the premiere. Everyone, so for a complete list here for Adam Berry, adam-berry.com, Twitter at Adam J. Berry, Instagram at Adam Berry, Facebook Adam Berry Fans, YouTube Adam Berry, and for Chip Coffee, chipcoffee.com, at Chip Coffee, at Chip Coffee Fans, and for Amy Bruni, visit amy-bruni.net, strange-escapes.com, also for Adam, joining her on Strange Escapes tours as well. Twitter and Instagram at Amy Bruni, at Strange Escapes, Facebook Amy Bruni. Remember, coming up, we have best of shows. We have the holidays coming up, so we have Ghostorian Mike Ricksacker promoting his title, Alaska's Mysterious Triangle. That's going to be the first week we come back from break and everything, so that'll be January 15th. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone.
Hi, this is Debbie for Escheon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.